Hey guys, it's Jared with Cigar Federation here at IPCPR 2016 in Las Vegas. Here again with Jeremy from LaDC Distribution. We're going to talk about the GLPs and some of the Briar Works and the collaborations they've got out here. So Jeremy, go ahead and take it away.
Yeah, absolutely. So at C&D, we've had a long-standing relationship with Greg Pease, obviously known for his English blends. We've got two of his newest blends out here today. We have Regent's Flake and Temple Bar, really fantastic blends that Greg's worked very hard on. Also, we have some of the highlights that he's probably better known for. Of course, Gaslight, Navigator, Sextant, Chelsea Morning. And, you know, we really feel privileged to be able to work with Greg on these blends. You know, he has a lot of notoriety within the pipe community and is really known for the quality of the work he produces.
Yeah, like I was telling you earlier, I know this Gaslight. I have not tried it yet, but Ben Lee, the other partner in Pipe Dummies over there, is a big advocate of this tobacco right now. So I'm about to pick some up. I know we had some. I'm about to go see if I can grab it. But I'm hearing a lot about these.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, as I said, Greg is well known within the community, especially for his English blends, with Gaslight being one of his more popular blends. Also today we have some of our Briarworks tobacco. This is a collaboration that we've done with the guys over at Briarworks International with Pete Provost. In fact, you'll see his namesake on one of our blends here. It's the English blend in the series. It's Pete's Beard blend. We also just extended the line. So the original three blends in the series were Pete's Beard blend, our English blend, Bacon Old Fashioned, which is an aromatic, and then Back Down South, which is a Virginia Perique flake. The newest blends, we came out with four just about a month ago. We have Peach Cobbler, which is a really nice aromatic. We have Country Lawyer, which is going to be a cigar leaf blend, so something a little unique in the market. And then we also have Unsweet and Sweet Tea. I really like Unsweet Tea. Despite the name, there's actually no tea in there. It's all tobacco, but the way that Jeremy Reeves, our blender, has worked on these in conjunction with the guys over at Briarworks really presents a beautiful product. And then as we move into Sweet Tea, that actually does feature a little bit of the Sweet Tea concentrate to really bring in that sweetness.
Same blend, just a little added sweetness to the other, so
exactly
makes
right.
Sense.
Exactly right.
Yeah, and this Bacon Old Fashioned.
Yeah, that, Bacon Old
What's the profile on that one?
Sure.
It just sounds.
So when you open that tin, you're going to get a rich tin note. It's going to hit with some citrus, as you can imagine, with the Old Fashioned name. It's also going to give you a little booziness from the bourbon. And as you smoke through that bowl, it's going to give you a nice earthiness that's going to lend itself to that bacon flavor.
I was hoping the Old Fashioned was towards the drink. So
absolutely.
That sounds extremely tasty.
Yeah, it's one of my favorite cocktails, and it pairs well with the smoke.
That's great. And that and the pipe tobacco, or the cigar tobacco one, I don't see too many, but the two I believe I've tried have been excellent. So I look forward to trying some more, giving these a shot. And appreciate your time again, Jeremy.
Absolutely.
Nice
Thanks so
you.
Much.
Thank you. And we'll come back to Cigar Federation. We'll have more videos for you from IPCPR 2016.